decision. 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Decision 2020 will be America at the crossroads. What will the choice be? What direction will the nation take? That is exactly what is about to be. The dialogue is about to begin on that. And starting all of it on Sunday night at 8 o'clock on the Fox News Channel, my very good friend and one of the people I think the highest of on planet Earth is taking her estimable journalism skills to Iowa to have one of the first town halls with the candidates as they are talking. She now joins us, Harris Faulkner from the Fox News Channel. Welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio, lady. It's good to have you.
Hi, great to have you. Actually, we won't be with the candidates. We're going to be with the people.
The people.
Iowa. And my whole idea with all of this is Town Hall America is to take the conversation to the people and listen to them. Because I don't think that they're heard from enough. We do a whole lot of...
That's such a novel thing, Harris. How'd you come up with that?
Well, I just think that we do a whole lot of telling people what's going on, and that's our job. But we do a whole lot of preaching to them about, you know, let's whittle it down and blah, blah. We don't need to whittle anything down. I mean, trust me when I tell you, Iowa voters know their place in history and they know their place in the future. February of next year, they're already looking forward to it. I kicked off my speaking tour in March in Iowa for a reason. I went to the Quad Cities. I just got back from Cedar Rapids. So I've been in the state a couple of times ahead of this town hall, talking with them about growing up military, obviously, with my book.
Sure.
But, you know, everything then sort of pitches to what's happening in 2020. This is some of the most engaged, edified, and prepared electorate in the world. And do you know why we love Iowa so much? Because they are a microcosm of the entire United States. And anybody who thinks that Americans don't know what they want and who they like and what they need is not listening. And I think Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. local time in Iowa, people will get to see just how impressive our American voters really are.
Yeah.
We've had people who can talk about the illegal immigration issue, Kevin, in ways that, wow. I mean, young Sarah Root, killed by an illegal immigrant. Her mom, Michelle, is working with the Trump administration now to get what those families need and prevent it from happening again. The president made news during the 1 p.m. Eastern hour today when I was on the air talking about, hey, look, he may busload those people coming illegally across the border to some of those sanctuary cities. Let's test the plan. If you say you like them and want to help them, what does that look like? We're going to talk about sanctuary cities with a woman, a mom, who's going to share some things that she's never shared publicly before.
Hmm.
Senator Joni Ernst, one of the biggest names in the state of Iowa, has been successful in a bipartisan manner talking about this issue in particular. So we're going to get into it. And you know what other word is going to come up? Socialism.
Of course it is. And it's going to be something that they're going to have to discuss because you've got a very crowded Democratic field that they may be, you know, they're preparing for Iowa. But Harris, there is a change in the schedule this year, and California is not part of that Super Tuesday anymore. It's now got its own standalone. The delegate basket is huge. The takeaway for the Democrats is huge. And there's people jockeying positioning to try to be the furthest in the left lane and the most socialist that they can possibly be, knowing that that primary is very early in the schedule now.
Wow, that is a great point. You want to come to Iowa?
I'd love to come.
I'm
serious. Can I get a seat on your bus?
You can get a seat anywhere. You're my friend. Come on.
Well, so talk to me about the format. What are some of the issues that that you've got kind of set up in advance of what you want to definitely get the reaction from the people of Iowa pertaining to?
All right. So being able to be in the state recently, I know that the number one issue for people, and it may be healthcare to them in terms of when they go into the poll, into the voting booth, who has an idea. But this idea of democratic socialism is not a talking point the way that politicians make it.
Hmm.
It's something that people have a visceral reaction to one way or the other. And if Democrats who control the House now are going to be pulled farther left, we need to have a national conversation about that, because that's going to affect some stuff. And healthcare is the least of, not the least, but that's just one of the things. But, you know, I had former Governor Ed Rendell on the program today, and he kind of helped me set this up. You talk about the format. Do you know, former DNC chair told me he's not a fan of them. And I said, who are they? And he said, you know, the Democratic Socialists in my party. Oh, my gosh, Kevin.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big disconnect for what those 19 are saying.
Kind of run away from these people a little bit, although she says she's the boss in charge. So we're going to start the program right where people bring the heat. And we've got enough people in that oversized, big window, church-looking barn in Urbandale, Iowa, that it's going to be heated. I can imagine.
Friends, you got to check it out. 8 p.m. Sunday night, Fox News Channel, Harris Faulkner. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us. Governor Huckabee coming up next.